Welcome to the Dr. Dads Podcast, where a naturopath and chiropractor come together each week to share lifestyle medicine, health advice, and inspiring interviews with some of the top experts in health and wellness, bringing you the latest in nutrition, exercise, ancient healing, toxins and detox, your microbiome, mindset, hormones, brain, and much more. Stay tuned, we're going to teach you how to experience growth daily.
All right, hey everybody, this is Dr. David Wardy coming at you, and I'm here with my main man, Dr. Nick Jensen, today. How are you, buddy?
My man. Good to see you, buddy. My brain is getting all charged up for everything you're just showing me about the biocharger. Getting excited.
Charged. I've been getting charged a lot lately by this thing. We talked about this thing a while back. I mean, you've heard me already speak to you about this when I went to the biohacking conference in Beverly Hills, Aspreys event a couple of years ago. It was a fun event, but honestly, out of that whole event, like I was like a little kid at a carnival with all these fun energy medicine tools and these amazing things that we see in our field. But the thing that impressed me the most that weekend was the biocharger. I had probably seen it 2 years before that. And I was like, man, I got to get in front of one of these things. And like, I remember getting online trying to see if anybody close had one, and there wasn't anybody anywhere close to El Paso that had one. And I was like, man. So finally, I got real excited when I saw they were going to be at that event. Immediately went at the expo, me and Clarissa found their booth, sat down, jumped in front of one. And buddy, like from the moment they turned it on, I was hooked. I was like, oh my gosh, I need one of these. And so this thing is incredible, man. So for our listeners, if you haven't seen a picture, you can go to my social media channel on Instagram, Wardy Wellness, and I've got a lot of posts on there showing this thing. Also, just check out Biocharger NG and then check out their website. But basically, it's just a giant Tesla coil, and it's encased in glass, and you've got these gas tubes all around it that light up, and I'll get into all the science of that stuff later. But you know, you sit in front of this incredible-looking machine, and they turn it on, and you can feel it in your body. I mean, when this thing's on next to you, I mean, you're sitting in the electromagnetic field that it produces. It's emitting light, sound and harmonics, and voltage. So you're getting four types of energy by just sitting next to this thing. And they call it a modern-day campfire, and I know why they call it that now, because it's really neat to see how when you have all these people sitting around the biocharger and they start socializing, and you can see depending on the recipe you're running, like we'll run one called Abundance, and everybody gets very happy and talkative and starts chatting with each other, right? And so it's an incredible machine, right? And so I'm having a lot of fun with it because energy medicine is like my thing, right? And so I told Clarissa a couple of years after we saw it, because I wanted to get one then, and she's like, we don't have any room. She's like, we're not getting it. And I was like, we'll make room. Like, I need to put this in the clinic. And she's like, no. She's like, we don't have room. She's like, no. And she kept telling me no. And I was like, she was right. Like, we just didn't have any room. But finally, after a couple of years, man, I was just kind of like, we're going to make room. Like, something's got to go. Like, I want this thing in the clinic. So what we did, I took out one of my treatment. I had three treatment tables. And so because most of the time I'm just running back and forth between two, and my CAs can prep on some other tables that we have at the clinic, we decided to get rid of one of those tables, and we made an entire station just dedicated to the biocharger, which is pretty awesome, man, because you can have up to six chairs around this thing, so you can get six people treated in one very small area at a time on this thing. So it really was an upgrade for the clinic as a whole, I believe, and it's really, and we'll talk about that. We were just chatting about that. It's really been neat to see how our wellness community is kind of lit up since I brought this thing in, and they love it, and we've had a really good response. So yeah, let's dive into this thing, man.
I think just for the listeners, like some people may not know what your Vitality Lab is all about, and like why was this piece so important for you? And maybe like if you could sort of just paint a picture for what it looks like in the lab and the space and the things that are there, and then how this one fit in.
So actually, Dr. Nick is the one that inspired me, him and his wife Sonia, to create a vitality lab or a longevity lab or just something in our clinic, because they were already doing it at their clinic. And I had had some therapies that I just weren't utilizing, that I could have been utilizing more And so what we did is we took a lot of the things we already had, and then we brought in a light bed table. And we kind of got, we started up our Vitality Lab. And the way it works in our clinic is our existing practice members will utilize these therapies and utilize the circuits as part of their treatments and their healings. But then we also have people that will come in and just utilize the Vitality Lab and use those type of self-care type services, whether they're just using one in particular or they're running circuits when they come in. So we started the first year with the light stem bed. And then we'd run people through different circuits, like on the Beamer microcirculation device. We have the Impulse Infrared Sauna. We have the EB Foot Ion Bath. We do a lymphatic circuit where you get manual lymphatic massage. We do a fascial circuit where you get fascial work. We do a brain one where we're focusing on the brain. I mean, there's all kinds of ways we're utilizing all these different things in our clinic. The second year, we brought in a hyperbaric chamber. So then now we have an HBOT chamber running. That was last year. And so now we're on the third year, man. And on the third year, I wanted to add something really cool. And if you notice everything I'm talking about, everything in our Vitality Lab is energy medicine based, pretty much everything. So the cool thing about the kind of theme that we have going at our clinic is it's not like these other recovery centers that you see that have like a little bit of everything, like the IVs and the injections and the cryo and the light bed. Like we're very particular in the I would guess I would just say the we're staying within a paradigm of energy medicine with the types of treatments we're offering. So the biocharger was kind of it, man. Like I wanted to add something, and like I was like, man, this will be perfect. Like it's just time. Like that's the next thing I really wanted to get anyway. And so we just had to make it work, and we did, man. So like I said, we made space. We're at four chairs right now. I'm having to order a fifth chair this week because it's just getting so busy around it. But man, it's been a hit. Like it's been pretty incredible to see the response that not only our practice members are seeing, but even just myself and, you know, of course my staff loves it as well. They use it all day long too. But yeah, man, it's been great. It's been great.
Yeah, it's awesome to see how it fits into the framework, right? Because, you know, when it comes to treatments, I think people can get like sort of lost in the endless supply of treatments. But when you're focusing in on specific tissues, or you've got protocols that you're going to be diving into with regards to the biocharger, which you can use in combination or conjunction with, say, the foot bath to the HBOT to support detox or brain health or whatever it might be, people get... Like I like the concept of this because it's almost like people are starting to take charge of their health. They're aware of the areas of the body they need to support, and now there's tools that can be supportive along with the nutrition, the lifestyle hacks, to the exercise that someone might be doing, to the mental health, you know, meditation strategies, and now you've got technology that's sort of on par, but. On par with sort of that mindset and that lifestyle, but also like taking your health to a different level, like, you know, HBOT, the light bed, like these are powerful tools. And then you're throwing something in for the voltage, which isn't talked a lot about in medicine, even alternative medicine is not talked about.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say you ended on voltage because that was kind of the conversation I was having a lot last week. I said, you know, this was like that missing thing that we didn't have in the clinic that now we have that will enhance all the other medicine that we have in the clinic. Because the moment I add the biocharger to anything else that we're doing, it's going to enhance that medicine as well. And we'll talk about why voltage does that in a second, but everything complements everything like you're saying with what we're doing, but it's like the biocharger is like the main hub now is kind of how I'm seeing it for everything that we have. Like the light bed, the HBOT, the Beamer, the infrared sauna, like all of it, pretty much everything, lymphatic work, the fascial work. It's the hub for everything. It's like a primer for everything else that we're doing because of what this voltage, what the electromagnetics can do and these other things do for our bodies.
So you describe kind of what it looks like. And I love how it's like a gathering of people together. Like they're drawn to it like fireflies a bit, but this image of like, coming back to our tribal roots of gathering around the fire, talking about, you know, philosophy to, you know, This is the certain their current climate of social structure to nutrition to like the way of life and I love that it's bringing people together. So I'm wondering, because like there's specific programs, you know, and people come in for specific things, and like how did like is it a battle to see who gets what program when they're sitting around the fire?
So it's interesting, man. We do have some people, because of the type of recipes they want to run, we have to schedule them a time to come in. And then if somebody wants to jump in, perhaps if they're doing a specific recipe, they can do that. And then we have other sessions where it's just open and we're running more wellness-based type recipes. So, for example, we have some on there that one's called Nirvana, and this one's really just to help chill you out. Maybe you're a little anxious or you're a little overstimulated from your day. This kind of will just calm you down. Another one that's similar that I really enjoy that I do that's like that is called Groundwell. So I'm very, you know, from what the type of work that I do, buddy, especially on my long days, I get very overstimulated, so I need to ground before I get home so I can kind of calm it down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it could take me almost an hour by the time I get home to finally ground myself. I'll run Groundwell, which is like a 12-minute recipe, and I'm already really relaxed by the time I get home, buddy, so it's really awesome. I mean, everywhere from that to ones that will give you energy to ones that work with the lymphatic system, your digestion, circulation, oxygenation. I mean, there's over 1,200 recipes that you can run on this thing, so it's pretty incredible. Depending on what you want to target, what you can do. But it's really neat to see, like, another one I love is called Abundance. It just feels really good, man. Like, it's funny how you sit in front of that recipe and you just feel very heart-centered type feel in the body and just you get this abundance type feeling, man. But then everybody gets very talkative and there's a lot of connection happening around the biocharger. So, yeah, man, it's neat to see the groups and the exchange, and you get everything from people meditating in front of it, which we do try to tell people, set an intention. You know, you have some space. This is kind of like jacking your meditation up to a power volt charger and taking it to another level, which it is. I've meditated in front of this thing quite a few times, and it gives you another level, man. It's pretty awesome.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the science then. So voltage, you know, so maybe some people are familiar with Jerry Tennant's work, or I know Eileen McCusick has written a couple of books, Electric Body, Electric Health, or Healing. Yeah. I can't remember all the names of her books off the top of my head. I think Electric Body, Electric Health is one of them, though. And then there's one other one. But it's fascinating to look into the world of voltage and how that relates to cellular health, extracellular matrix, some of the things that you've talked about before on the podcast. Why does voltage matter when it comes to cellular healing?
Well, the voltage of our cells basically is, honestly, from an energetic standpoint, this is what creates a healthy cell and what doesn't. So, I mean, in Jerry Tennant's book, right? I have not read that book yet. You have. But that's one of the main points he hits on, right? Like, if your cells cannot have enough capacity to maintain a specific voltage, you're going to be sick. Because the cell can't do basic things like get oxygen nutrients in, get waste out, the communication's gonna lack, right? It can't turn over healthy new cells and replicate efficiently. I don't know what else you wanna add to that list, but.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I found the most interesting is that most people don't necessarily have a direct connection to their cells as being like little batteries. Or that we carry an electrical charge. Like, I guess for some people, they might, when they think about it, it makes sense. But I think the cool correlation that he makes in the book, amongst many things, is that there's a direct correlation between cellular voltage and pH. And so this is fascinating because people understand, oh, I'm too acidic, or I need to be more alkaline. You know, whatever we've been told sort of in the story of like acidity. Like, you know, if someone's stuck in a state of dis-ease, they're probably more acidic. That kind of thing. But it turns out that your voltage is a direct correlation of pH. So at our blood pH of 7.35 to 7.45, considered to be a neutral pH, that equates to a negative 20 millivolts within our cells. And when cancer is upon us or the chronic disease, we go from a negative charge to a positive charge. And so acidity increases or our pH drops. we become more acidic, and that correlates with more positive charge, which means that our cellular voltage goes down. And so I can't remember the equation for pH in cancer, but it might be around, say, 3. pH of 3 is equal to, like, a very like a positive charge. It might go to, like, plus 20 millivolts or something like that. You can read the book to find out more detail. But when we're stimulating stem cells, that negative 20 goes up to negative 50 millivolts in order to generate new cell structures, in order to generate new cells. And that's like a much higher alkaline state, which correlates with that higher charge. And so I find it fascinating that there's this correlation between acidity and its direct counterpart in volts, because it makes sense. So if you're in an electrical field that has all these like targeted tissue programs coupled with a voltage field that's bathing your cells in, because you're in the proximity of this healing energy, you're stimulating a change in cellular voltage, which is some of the research that you were just sharing with me before we got on the call.
Yeah, well, let me actually just talk about that, man. That'd be a good place to just speak about that real quick. So let me pull this up real quick. So the biocharger, you know, one of the things that they did in a study is when you're around the discharge, they call it a corona discharge when it's coming off. Basically, the cool thing on the biocharger is there's an arc rod that you put on top. And when the arc rod's on top, you'll see the voltage coming off the rod and you'll hear the sound. It's very, you can hear the actual frequency sounds. And then you can also pull the rod off and put like a nylon screw in there. And so it doesn't make as much of the sound and you won't see the voltage, but you'll still be getting the voltage. You just don't get as much of it. It brings it down a little bit. But it's interesting, man. So when you're in this field and you're between a specific range of voltage, so between, they say that an output voltage from 100,000 to about 750,000 volts, this is enough of an effective discharge to create what's called electroporation, which means that you're going to get more permeability in the actual membrane of your cells. So like they've done a neat study called corona ion deposition where they showed drug and gene delivery into living systems. And they actually showed a massive improvement of delivery of these drugs. And because of this electroporation and this increased permeability at the membrane. So it's interesting to see how that study was actually showing how using this can be a promising, probably just adjunct to doing other treatments to actually get better delivery into the cell.
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, the amount of therapeutic uses for something like that would be like, I mean, the sky's the limit, really. I mean, there's so many new, you know, drug experiments that are coming out. And if you can find a more efficient delivery system, maybe not just within the drug itself, or the herb or the supplement, you know, but also within, because you're actually changing the way that our cells take up energy and take up information. And then no doubt, like, support elimination of toxins and things that aren't supposed to be there too.
Well, yeah, and that's the beautiful thing from a wellness standpoint of what it does, right? And like, it's helping this electroporation of the cell and helping get more permeability. You're getting better exchange of oxygen and nutrients to the cell. You're going to get more waste out of the cell. And so you're also going to get more communication of that membrane. I mean, there's going to just be better things happening because of that voltage and what's taking place. And so for the clinic, like for our community, man, this, like I'm saying, that's why I see it as the hub, because whether I have somebody coming in and we're working and doing like a treatment plan for structural care, or I have them going through a cellular detox program and we're doing the whole gambit and rolling out the carpet because these people are very sick, all the way to someone who just wants to just be healthier. I have a tool that basically enhances all the medicine that they're on or that they're taking or the therapy that they're doing. Because whether I'm doing, you know, NIS or doing some of the other kind of energy work I do, it enhances that. Whether it's chiropractic, it's going to enhance that. It's going to enhance all the supplementation and nutrition that we're doing. It's going to enhance everything. Like, that's why I told you it's like this beautiful primer, because we're putting the cell in a state that it needs to be in to accept and get delivery of things and to get rid of things that we don't want. And then as we're pushing things through the body and using all these other things that work synergistically, like the light bed and the H-bot and the beamer and infrared therapy, and you know, we're doing lymphatic work and we're addressing the fascia, it's just like this beautiful orchestra that's taking place now, because we're getting a support at a level in the body where we're going to get really big changes because of everything else we're already doing.
Yeah, that's powerful. I mean, I think just for some people that might be listening to this can go like, well, I still don't get it. You know, it sounds confusing, sounds interesting, but it sounds confusing. I think it's important to step back and go like, how do we get to the state of sickness that we got ourselves into? You know, maybe like, let's help remind people or paint that picture, like, you know, and I'll name some things and please, you know, add in what you think is also impacting us. Like, we're massively disconnected from our environments. We live in boxes. We don't have access to sunlight, maybe as much as we would have if we were living in our natural environments. We've got rubber-soled shoes. We're disconnected from the frequencies of the earth. We're eating a ton of processed junk. So we're eating foods that have no energetic voltage match to our body.
Yeah.
You know, we're under tremendous amounts of stress, you know, whether it be financial or relational or maybe abuse or whatever, you know, challenging relationships we might be having. To you know, our hydration and the quality of the drinking water that we're consuming, like, please add some more, but I'm just wanting to remind people of, like, how did we get so stuck, and like, why is there this need for new innovative types of therapies?
Well, you hit it on the head, man. You know, modern day society it's basically a prescription for poor health. Like, it is. I mean, we talk about this all the time, but if you're not trying to like be somewhat of a disruptor and like what that looks like, because everybody else is doing it, you're just going to fall into that 6 in 10 people that suffer from a chronic disease eventually. And you know, in all honesty, man, like, you, the first thing you said, there's a stat, it's 93% of our time is spent indoors. That was like the latest study. So that means 22 and a half hours a day inside, blocked from like vital energies. Like, you and me talk about all the time how important the outdoors are, right? And we talk about, you know, I think we had Patrick Porter on here with Brain Tap explaining what the mountains do from a frequency level to the beach to a candle that's lit. I mean, all these things that are natural energies, we are connected to biologically. We are connected to this planet. We are connected to being outside in the sun. And like you're saying, grounding and like our bare feet being connected to the ground. And these are all things that we don't get energetically anymore. Yeah. And so it's just a matter of time. When you really think about it, if you're going to live in this modern day lifestyle, it's a matter of time before you're going to start hitting the wall somewhere, because we are disconnected from how we're supposed to be living our lives, man, as human beings.
Yeah. You know, and I can't help but think, like, I think we've been artificially energized constantly, artificially through the light, you know, artificially through obviously like maybe the excess amounts of caffeine or like energy drinks that people are consuming.
That's well put, man. I love that.
Like, I don't. Well, it just made me think, like, there's so much, like, what's the one of the most common complaints or a complaint that goes along with every chronic illness is fatigue. Because we've got no sense of when it's time for downtime and when it's time for uptime, because we just have to always be on. We always have to be on the go. And I think one of the biggest awarenesses of this is I notice this too. I sometimes go like on the weekends, I'm like, man, I'm tired when my head hits the pillow. Why? Because I've been outside all day long. I've been like doing stuff in the yard, playing with the kids. I'm just active all day. I'm outside in the elements, which is not artificially stimulating me. It's just like, it's just lulling me through my day in a natural circadian rhythm and telling my hormones when it's time to like cool down, when it's time to relax. And I love that feeling that I get. But I think on the day to day, we're so disconnected to it because we're artificially stimulated. We're constantly like on this buzz. We may not have the body energy, but I bet you like, that's a huge reason why we have insomnia, because we just have so disconnected. We have no idea what our natural energy state is. And we've never actually put ourselves into proper fatigue on a regular enough basis because we're stuck inside all the time.
Well, and think about how many people are on energy enhancers because energy is an issue.
Yeah.
Like, it's constant, right? Like, it's, whether it's caffeine or they're using other stimulants, like, everybody's trying to get more energy. Like, it's very interesting.
The currency, man. It really is.
It is, man. Well, and let's dive into the energies then. You cool with going on to the types of energies that are coming out of the biocharger?
Yep.
So let's talk about these four vital energies. So the first one is light. So, I mean, we've talked about, you know, the retinal flashing. We like the brain tap. So similar, like with the brain tap, with the flashing or the solid lights, the biocharger has a bunch of these basically bulbs that are surrounding the Tesla coil. And they have gases inside these bulbs. There are things like argon, xenon, krypton, neon, helium, and iodine. And so when the electromagnetic field actually comes into contact with these gases and that vibration takes place, these things light up. And so depending on the recipe that's running, they could be flashing, they could be solid, some will be brighter, and then when the energy comes up and down, the brightness changes. But you're actually getting this light, vital energy from these gases surrounding the Tesla coil. The second is going to be frequencies and harmonics. So again, like I said, when that arc rod's on top, you're actually going to be hearing some of these frequencies as they're being emitted. Even when that's not on there, you can hear them sometimes through the machine. You know, frequencies and harmonics, they're found in nature. They're produced, right? We see them all the time. Lightning strikes, you know, their solar system beyond. We always see these things. There's discharges from the cosmos, right? So the point I'm trying to make there is, like, we get a lot of these natural frequencies from nature, from all these things that are around us in the universe and on the earth. But a lot of these similar types of discharges can be customized through frequency and harmonics through the biocharger, through the recipes. So you can actually have more of an intention and direct it, which is pretty cool. The third is PEMF, man, electromagnetic fields. This is like earthing or grounding. So, you know, the earth boils off electrons, right? Helps us reduce oxidation in our bodies, helps us ground. So the biocharger is doing something very similar. You're going to get the same effect with the PEMF energies that you get from the biocharger. And again, there's different frequencies, right? So it's able to actually, they have a software that fine tunes these EMFs to different frequencies throughout each session, which is pretty awesome. And the last one, like we were talking about, is voltage. We already spoke about that, but the voltage is a big one, right? So we need voltage. Healing is voltage. And so that amount of power that you're feeling behind all the other types of energies we talked about, it has its impact, man, and you can feel it. It's pretty phenomenal.
It's awesome. So you're like, I was saying that I've only had limited experience. I used it at a colleague's house. And I noticed that it was disrupting my phone. So I was like, I was in the vicinity of it. I couldn't take pictures. Like, it was getting these squiggly, funny lines over the technology. It just made me realize, like, though we may not, some of us may not feel it. We may not be able to tune into it. Maybe there's so much toxicity, so much stress that we may not even feel actually relaxed from it quite yet. Or maybe we do anyways, despite not believing in it. But it's interesting when you go around it with technology and see the massive disruption it's having on our technology, which shows that, you know, my phone's fine over here, but when I get closer to it, there's disruption happening. So it's an interesting, like, feedback to see that, like, there's a technological disturbance at play here.
Well, and you can see, one of the other cool things we haven't talked about is you'll see when you see any videos of the biocharger, you always see usually somebody holding like one of the long light bulbs, like a fluorescent bulb, right. And they're coming in and out of the field, right? And it's lighting up, and then they get closer, and it goes, you know, like they get away, and it goes, you know, it turns off, they get closer to the biocharger, it turns back on. So you can actually, when you're sitting on your treatment, grab that and hold it and see where the field ends and where it begins. And wow. So it's really neat to actually just experience that, because even with the amount of voltage and the amperage that's pushing through the machine, that field gets bigger sometimes and it widens, right? Oh, my screen did it with me at the same time.
Yeah.
Or it starts to shrink and it comes down, right? Ooh, I feel like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah, right? You're like that controlling cool. The video dynamics.
Right? So yeah. It's really neat. You can feel it and then you can play with that light bulb. But like you're saying, yeah, any electronics. So one of the things, there are contraindications to being around this device since we're talking about this. So you can't have a pacemaker, no insulin-type pumps or any kind of devices like that, and then no metal implants or mesh near the brain. And this is because really no metal can be within about 6 feet of the biocharger. So we do have certain things that we have to, like, that people fill out a waiver. We have to ask things like, of course, you can't be pregnant around it. You have to be, I believe, over 8 years old to actually do it. And then, of course, the things I just mentioned and a couple other things. But there's not, I mean, it's not a ton, right? So the neat thing is the majority of people can utilize it. And it's just had a really neat response, man. It's funny. The people come in for like their demo and they'll try it and they really enjoy it. And we get everything and above, man. Like, oh, I had so much energy the whole day when I left. Or if they ran one to chill them out, they're like, oh, I slept so good that night. All the way to where they're getting detox symptoms because they're doing more of the lymphatic and some of our detox recipes on there. And they're like, oh, I was lightheaded and I had nausea when I left. And so it's very powerful, man. People feel it. And that's the thing I love about it is nobody's walking away from it after they do work with it and say they don't experience and feel it. And there's something to be said about that, right? Because not all therapies give you an experience or give you a feeling after. And the neat thing is within 12 to 15 minutes on this thing, you're going to have an experience and then you're going to feel something right after.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. So obviously this is at your physical practice. So people in El Paso can take advantage of that. But you mentioned something, and I think it's important for those that are local to you, like you're giving people an experience first before they maybe jump into a series. Yes. I think it's important. It's important to know what it's doing in your body and have some sort of, cellular response to it.
Well, and that's, and like you just mentioned, that's why we're offering what we're doing right now. So right now what we're doing is you can demo the machine for free. And then at your demo, you have a one-time offer. You can buy a charge card, which regularly we will offer for $200 in a couple months. But you can buy a charge card for $100. And that gets you basically 12 charges. So that means you can come sit by the charger, do about two treatments, and we'll punch your card for you. And that counts as one punch. And basically the cards are, it's 10, but you get two for free, but you get 12 sessions on the card. It's awesome. We haven't had any trouble with anybody signing up and buying one. Everybody loves it. They've been coming in already utilizing it, but, yeah, man, it's great. And like you said, I want people just to get in front of it. I want them to experience it. And then it honestly speaks for itself.
So good. I mean, it's kind of goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. You know, we might be doing the right diet. We might be doing all the right things, whatever that means for you individually. But we might be, missing out on some really important pieces like this voltage piece. And if you are someone who is spending probably more of your day inside than you should or you'd like to, and you can't necessarily make those lifestyle changes right now, this is another reason to use a tool, like a way to sort of like charge yourself up so you can take on your week, you take on your day, whatever that might look like. So I love that you guys have it. We were just talking about how would I get one into my clinic? Is it the right size? I might have to move some chairs around. I think like if you're in an area where, or a city and you're not local to El Paso, look around for it, try it out and, write us a message. Let us know what you found in having experience with this. But I think the more we understand voltage and this healing or voltage as part of the healing process, I think we're going to be making much bigger leaps and bounds in our health overall, especially as we become more and more disconnected.
I think we need to end the episode with a very, very important quote, buddy, because this is one of my favorite quotes. If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla. That's the guy that came up with a large part of the technology, right, that we were talking about today. We talked about the Tesla coil, but buddy, that guy, I mean, everybody knows who this guy is. He's got very popular in the last couple of decades. But, buddy, it's really brilliant when you get in front of this thing and you experience the power of what people are doing with this technology and what he understood and what I wholeheartedly believe. And I've dedicated pretty much my life to understanding more as I understand my medicine. But it's powerful, man. So, like you were saying, you don't have to be in El Paso. These have gotten very popular over the last 5 years. look around your town, see who's got one, go sit in front of it, go experience it. And you never know, you know, maybe we can do a part two, because I'll give testimonials of like how people are doing with it. I've already experienced a lot of improvements in my health in just the last month and seen changes, and that's the only thing I've changed. So it's definitely enhancing something. But yeah, we'll do a part two down the road and really dive into like what we're seeing.
I love that. Yeah, one thing that I think is important with what you just said is that, you know, David's someone who's not just pulling one lever in his health. You know, and I've been thinking a lot about this lately, especially with my like journey into carnivore. Now I'm fasting again for 5 days. But it's like we have all these levers in our health that we can be pulling. Some of us are just, you know, trying to figure out the diet. We haven't hit the exercise yet. We haven't done, you know, maybe detox or haven't optimized for our hormones. So some of this may sound very foreign, but you're someone who's constantly tweaking things, constantly adapting, or reading the signs of how your body's, you know, serving you or how you're serving it and making adjustments. And so you know very, like I take your word for it when you add in something that you've already, like, that built upon all these other practices and the structure of nutrition, the supplementation. You know, not to say to all the listeners out there that you must trust us. That's not what this is about. But as you never trust your doctor. But I come back to a quote that Sonia says all the time, and that's the best form of self-care is to know thyself. And I love that, because it always comes back to that. The more you know yourself, the more you can see how these little things, these little levers you pull are the source code that you punch in to find your unique way is at your fingertips when you get to know yourself more. So, you know, I believe it when you say that, you know, this is the one lever that you've pulled recently that you've noticed some profound changes. And what is it like, what is it worth to have a better outlook in life or be more mentally stable or have more energy or feel more relaxed when it's time to relax? Like, what does that actually like equate to when that builds up over time? And I think that's what's really important. You know, I think we're always looking for the home run, and yet it's these little things that we do often enough that have such a profound effect on our quality of life that we go like, oh geez, like that's my password, that's my code that I need to punch in. And when I do that, magic happens.
Oh, it's huge, man. Beautifully said too, man. You know, it's funny how simple too it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
But how difficult we can make it as individuals to make those choices of just accepting who you are, that's how you operate, and just being okay with operating that way.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just real quick, I had a patient, you know, I do the glandular typing. And so one of the big things with her, I told her, I was like, look, you're a pituitary and you rush all day. Mm-hmm. It's like, quit rushing. You need to have like chill mode time. Like, please, like, chill out. Like, whether it's during the day here and there, and on the weekends, you just have chill time. Like, you need to slow down. So she did. She finally listened. She's like a different person, man. Wow. And that's lifestyle medicine, man. And like, that's why I love glandular typing. I spend a lot of time with my patients because that's all know thyself. And I'm listening to you, and because I was talking to her today, and I'm thinking like, man, you're so right. I see some of the biggest changes in my practice members when they make those changes. Yes. Because that little change on a daily basis has this exponential change in your health.
Yeah.
And you framed it beautifully with the way you just explained that. So that was good, man.
Love it. Well, you've been harping at me for years, say, Nick, you gotta increase your protein. I'm like, dude, I got it. And it's like, actually I didn't have it. And then I finally did. I'm like, oh shit. Yeah, I wasn't even close, man. And it's just funny, like we all get stuck in our little ruts of like thinking, yeah, I got that, you know. But we have to give ourselves an experience is the whole point. And if we don't, we're missing out tragically. And so much time goes by where we haven't just like done that diet change, haven't done that detox program, haven't, you know, done that fast, haven't done that exercise regimen that I said I was going to do, whatever it may be. It's like, we just haven't quite actually committed. But when you do, like there's only reward, or there's like, okay, I tried that out. That sort of worked or helped a little bit. But again, it goes back to the main point. You know yourself better, right?
There's a journey in there.
Exactly. Always is. And we got a journey coming up soon, folks. We're actually going to be journeying to Costa Rica in a few weeks.
That's right.
So we're excited about that journey. And so that's part of healing too, is connection, right?
Yes. Well, we may need to do a small little recording out there.
That's a good idea.
We'll do it on the beach, buddy. We're chilling. Yeah.
With the howler monkeys.
Yes.
There'll be the harmonics and the frequency in the background.
Yes, I like it. We're going to do it at nighttime too. Maybe there'll be some jaguars and some other fun stuff in there.
Yeah,
snakes scorpions. And all that. Yeah.
Cool. All right, listeners, thanks for tuning in. David, love you, man.
Love you too, man. Love the
power charger. We'll talk soon.
Get charged.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Dads and share with your family and friends. You can also follow and interact with Dr. Nick and Dr. David on Facebook and Instagram for a daily dose of inspiration and the latest in health and wellness. Be well.